Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel lesson, the title. I think we're going to go with this for a title today. Jesus does his own thing. That'll work. Jesus does his own thing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear friends in Christ, have you ever noticed that little ones, preschool age maybe, sometimes have a difficult time following directions? I can say this with impunity because my little ones are at Grandma and Grandpa's this weekend with Dawn. You tell them, go brush your teeth, get your pajamas on, be here quickly, do this quickly. It's time to pray and go to bed. Half hour later, they got some of their pajamas on. They're wet because apparently brushing your teeth means a water fight. And they maybe finally get there, but they definitely go their own way. Truth be told, high schoolers have a hard time following directions sometimes. Okay, and since we're in church, maybe 41-year-old men have a hard time following directions. Do not tell my wife I just said that. Admitted that. Well, I bring that up because I want to point out an interesting detail in today's gospel lesson. There's some folk who bring to Jesus a deaf man, and they beg Jesus to lay his hand on the man and heal him. That's all he's got to do. Reach out, lay his hand on the deaf man. Here's what Jesus does instead. He takes the man aside. He sticks his fingers in the man's ears. He spits and touches the man's tongue. He looks up into heaven and he groans, and then finally he says, Ephphatha, be opened, and the man hears. Just reach out and touch the man. That's all they asked for. Does Jesus not hear? Does Jesus have a hard time following directions? All they want is for Jesus to lay his hand on the man and heal him. Friends, you ever notice that Jesus doesn't often do things the way we ask him to? Honestly, how many of your prayers have been answered the way you were hoping they would be answered? When our youngest, George, was born, there were some complications. He had one collapsed lung and he had pneumonia in the other lung. So he got to go to the ICU and he was in this kind of bubble thing so he could get pure oxygen. And I remember sitting there and just watching him for a few days and thinking, this is lingering on long enough. And I had been praying, God, let's get this going. I remember one evening when his IV had come out, and he needs the IV because that's how he gets his medication for the pneumonia. And it took at least an hour and several nurses to get an IV back into him. They just kept poking him. And he was crying and screaming the entire time. And I was praying, Lord, please intervene. Please provide a way. And I remember just feeling really bound and stuck and noticing that Jesus was not answering my prayer the way I hoped. And I know that you've got your stories too, of heartache, suffering, struggle. And you had your prayer, but God's performance was something else. You prayed, but God played a different way. So again, take a look at the gospel lesson. In case you missed it, listen to what Jesus does. He takes the man away from the rest of the folk. He puts his fingers in the man's ears. Isn't he concerned about what he might pull out? He spits and touches the man's tongue. Now that's just not sanitary. And then he heals him. Now I know what you're asking. I can feel the weight of the collective question of this body wanting to know, why is it that Jesus put his fingers in the man's ears and touched his tongue? Is that fair? Would you like to know why Jesus put his fingers in his ears and touched his tongue? Yeah? Okay. Well, I've been thinking about it for a while. I've read about it. Here's my answer. I don't know. I mean, maybe Jesus wanted to communicate to the deaf man before he could hear exactly what he was going to do, but, you know, I think there's probably other ways to do that. Apparently, Jesus did what the man needed. See, it doesn't matter so much if we know. Jesus knows why he did it, and Jesus knows that this is what the man needs. And so Jesus does heal the man, but he does it his way. So here's the take home. If Jesus is not helping you the way you want him to, maybe Jesus is changing what you want. I'll say that again, so when you go home and put this on Facebook, you get it right. Maybe if Jesus is not helping you the way you want him to, maybe he is changing what you want. Maybe he's fixing something you didn't even know needed fixing. You know how I know? Because the reason why Jesus came down here on this earth, the reason why Jesus took on human flesh and blood, just like you and I have, is so that he could come and die on a cross. Who was expecting that? Who wanted that? The Jews had been waiting for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for the promised Messiah. Here he finally is, and he goes and he dies on a cross. That's not what they were looking for. That's not what the disciples were looking for. And let's be honest, that's not what you and I were looking for. When we see the problems in the world, when we see the presenting issues, when we see a hurricane that ravages the Bahamas and the Southeast Coast, we know what's needed, and yet we find out that God's answer, his agenda, is to give his son into death. We see a country that seems to increasingly be polarized, and we see the needs of our country, and a weak, suffering, dying Savior, dying Messiah, that's God's answer. So Jesus doesn't do what we expect. He does what we need. Jesus took the man away from the people. Maybe in your situation, Jesus needed you to take you out of the situation. Maybe, just as Jesus got up close and personal with this deaf man, maybe Jesus is all up in your business because he knows that there's something you need to deal with. Maybe he knows, as he sticks his fingers in your ears, maybe he knows that there's something he needs to get out of the way that is blocking your relationship with him. I'm not standing here today pretending like I know why you would experience the struggles you experience. I'm certainly not trying to diminish any experiences, any struggles that you have. But I am here today to tell you that first and foremost, what you need is the Savior who dies on the cross. And if that's not what you were expecting or what you wanted, maybe, just maybe, Jesus is changing what you and I want. And maybe what Jesus is doing in your life is actually enabling you to hear and to speak. And I'm not talking about the anatomy of the ear being able to work. I'm not talking about the sounds that our mouths make. There is another sort of hearing and speaking. And the truth is, because of our sin, because of our self-seeking, we are spiritually deaf. And spiritually, therefore, we can't speak. You know how this works. If you can't hear, that means you can't speak properly. And I find this interesting. In the text, when Jesus heals the deaf man, we're told that his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Now, the word for plainly there is the Greek word orthos. Let's all learn a little Greek today. Everybody say orthos. Orthos. See, it means straight. You know how you have an orthopedic surgeon or you have orthodox? That's when something is straight, when it's right, when it's correct, when it's true. And so by the message of the cross, the fact that Jesus takes this spirit-filled word and puts it in our ears, that's how we speak. And maybe then, through our experiences, Jesus moves the things out of the way so that we can actually finally hear that spirit-filled word and we can actually speak true words. Can I give you an example? I was just reading this the other day. In Psalm 34, David says this in verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I'm thinking, really, David? Bless the Lord at all times? What about when my marriage is a mess? What about when the divorce papers have been signed? Am I to praise God then? What about when the doctor comes back with the test results and says, we need to talk? Is that what I'm supposed to be praising? What about when you're injured and that ruins the plans that you had for yourself? Should you praise God at all times? Should his praise continually be in your mouth? What does David know? This is a man who has gone through all kinds of struggles. He knows issues. He ran for his life from Saul. He was a man on the run. He had to live in the wilderness. He was in all kinds of tight situations. He knew heartache. He knew trouble. So why would he say this? Well, for that, you got to go to the end of chapter 34. And David says this: many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. See, here's what God did for David in his circumstances. He revealed to him, he put a word into David's ear so that he might know that there is a God who redeems. There is a God who saves. There is a God who rescues. And now that this truth has filled his ears, his tongue is freed to praise God even in struggle. Even trials and struggles, they can't lay claim on David. He's going to praise God anyway. That is a healed man. That is a free man. And so maybe Jesus is healing you so that you can hear and that you can speak in ways that you couldn't speak before, that you could say something with your mouth that matters, that has substance, that's orthos, that's true, that's straight, that's right. I mean, listen, Jesus is going to heal you completely. Need to make sure we say that. In case you tuned out at all, tune back in. Whatever you're going through, Jesus will heal you completely. So when we get these stories in the Bible where Jesus heals people, that's not him teasing us. Like, he did it for those guys. Why didn't he do it for me? This was written down so that you might see a foretaste, so that you might expect more, so that you would know that the day is coming when all wrongs will be right, all sorrows will be removed, all tears wiped away. Through the message of the cross, God is at work in this world, bringing restoration and freedom and healing and life. And I know it's not going the way you thought it would. But listen, Jesus does all things well. He makes the deaf hear. He makes the mute speak. He sees your needs. He's actually in the process of doing something. In fact, look at us here today. Today, Jesus has taken us away from the world and set us aside here in this place. And here, he has put his fingers in our ears, literally when he puts his spirit-filled word into our ears. He even touches our tongue here with his very body and blood on the cross, from the cross. And by these signs today, he is inviting you to believe that every problem will be provided for, every affliction will be alleviated, every hurt will be healed. And now that we've heard, I think we've got something to speak about. Maybe even something to sing about. And it's true, and it's clean, and it's good, and it's right. And it matters. In Jesus' name, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.